and she was de-thawing it in the tub. So it fit in the tub is how big this turkey was. I was like, what is that? And she was like, oh, it's the turkey. I was like, that's not a turkey. Like, is that an ostrich? This cannot be a turkey. And then, you know, my dad comes home from the hospital, working at the hospital, and he was like, that's not going to fit. Like, that's not going to fit my smoker. Like,
oh no.
That's a giant turkey.
Welcome. We are your hosts, Brandon and Jordan, just two dads with similar interests.
Lots of times we feel like we are only operating with one brain between us.
This is Two Dads,
One Mind. Good evening, everyone, to episode 27 of Two Dads, One Mind. Here we are, Brandon and Jordan, back at you. I hope you're listening, first of all, on your favorite podcast platform, whether that's Apple Podcast, Anchor, Google Podcast, whatever that is. And if you wouldn't mind giving us a review on your platform and also on Podchaser, that is Podchaser, Podchaser. It's kind of like the IMDb for podcast. So we really appreciate your reviews and your feedback. Of course, we have our Facebook group and our Facebook discussion group. But at this moment, we have Mr. Caleb Boone with us, and so we're going to lead right into it. Caleb, will you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. So, yes, Caleb Boone. Something funny, first name is Daniel. So it's Daniel Boone. And so So for those who don't know, Daniel Boone was that frontier guy who discovered a lot of things, especially big in Kentucky and the Carolinas. And so do have a direct relation to him. So that's always fun.
That's really cool.
Do you have the
knife?
I do have a Daniel Boone knife and lots of Daniel Boone books. So
very cool.
Yeah, it's actually really funny. My father has a Daniel Boone silhouette kind of picture in his office, and it looks just like him, and it's really weird and a little bit creepy.
That's crazy. But, so real quick on that, I had an uncle whose name was Davy Crockett, what he went by. So I thought that was kind of crazy too. I don't think there was any relation, but yeah. That's pretty wild.
Y'all have the cool family heritage.
That's right.
Mine is the Ford family. The guys that shot Jesse James on the train, that's my heritage.
Boo.
Hey, they shot an outlaw, sir.
No, it's, yeah.
A famous outlaw.
Famous outlaw.
You're welcome.
Right. Yeah. So Caleb, by the way, is one of our buddies. So, yeah, how long have we... Well, you and Jordan, I met you through Jordan.
Jordan I met when he first moved here, and then he played video games and I played video games. And so we're like, hey, let's play video games together.
So that's when our bromance started.
That's when the magic happened.
And then we brought Brandon.
Yeah. And then I met Brandon through Jordan. And then we finally met face to face via camping.
Right. So Caleb and I actually, which was one of those weird deals for me. Not that it was weird, but it's the first time that I've played a game online with somebody for, I don't know, like a year or so.
Yeah,
and then we met in person going camping.
Mm-hmm. I had to make sure you would get along first.
Right.
Which was pretty quick. That would be fine.
Cool. Oh, totally fine.
Yeah. So cool. So we've all been camping together a little bit. We regular the Xbox games and just like to hang out and... Yeah, so sorry to kind of cut you off. I wanted to tell the listeners a little bit about just kind of our friendship behind the scenes, but yeah, tell us a little bit more.
So married with four boys, lucky me. So very blessed with that, Mark. But it's been great. And then moved, live in Kerrville, same as Jordan, but work currently at a drug and alcohol treatment facility, La Hacienda Treatment Center. And so I run the medical department there. All involved in the healthcare industry then in that way. And that's kind of what I do during the day.
Now, something else that you do, this is just off the top of my head that I was just thinking about. Don't you do stuff like Spartan races or those kind of crazy kind of things. I mean, you're a fit guy. We're just going to admit this. Jordan and I are pretty jealous of that, but you're a pretty fit guy. You like to stay in shape and work out and participate.
I do.
In
that
those.
That is a favorite pastime of mine. Yeah. So, I do love to do OCRs, so obstacle course runs, mostly Spartan races. And so now with everything kind of shut down, makes that a little more difficult. So I haven't been training near as hard as I was last year, but yeah, it's, once those kind of open back up, for live events, then yeah, I'll be doing those again for sure.
Didn't you do one earlier this year, like during COVID, or was that before?
I did one right before shutdown.
Okay.
So, yeah, the beast. So it's like a 13 to 15 mile one. So I did that one right before the shutdown happened.
Very cool.
Yeah, they're fun.
Well, yeah. So this episode, we're talking to Mr. Caleb Boone here, a good friend of ours, and we thought that we would generally talk about Thanksgiving, which is coming up. You know, we're recording this episode just a little bit before the Thanksgiving holiday, and Jordan and I thought it would be pretty neat to talk to you, Caleb, because, you know, we have a lot of similarities, I'm sure, you know, about Thanksgiving, but there's something else about you that, you know, I didn't even know. You have an interesting kind of upbringing as far as different places that you've lived and seen. So I know Jordan wanted to bring you on and talk about that. So I thought that was a cool idea. But before we get really into that kind of part of it, just the first kind of general question, I'll kind of start here, is what does Thanksgiving mean to you in general? And then do you guys have any special memories or traditions around Thanksgiving?
Yeah, so for me, Thanksgiving is a time of family get-togethers and definitely reflecting on the things that you've been blessed with in life and giving thanks to God for those blessings. And a big one of those is, of course, is family. So for me, that meant mostly growing up, before we get into the places of where I've been, for me, that was big family gather-ups. And so when I was young and in high school as well, my family all came from the Friendswood area, and I have a huge family on my dad's side. So okay. I'm one of 20 something grandkids. And so my dad's one of six, and they all pretty much live in the Houston kind of Friendswood area. And so we would all have one big gather up Thanksgiving time at Bob and Ginger's house, and they have about 15 acres or so, kind of a large house. And it wouldn't be just our extended family. My dad's family was all very, very close with even their extended families. And so there'd be over 100 people who would come to these big family get-togethers for Thanksgiving.
And we're talking about like spending the night and everybody just...
So everybody would kind of, since everyone kind of lived in the Friendswood area, everyone would kind of crash at different homes. Or they'd come from their house. And so like we would crash at my grandparents' house. And then that was right across the street from some cousins and things like that. And so then we'd all get together. So every family unit was kind of responsible for bringing one or two dishes to the big gather up.
So you guys needed like a Thanksgiving coordinator.
It was
a big soiree.
It was very amazingly well done. But it's one of those times like you go in and definitely as a kid, even now, I still don't even remember all their names. You know, you'd walk in there and be like, oh, hey, how are you? And I'm like, oh, hey, you?
You know? Right.
They're like, hey, remember me? I'm like, I do from last year. So, but you'd always have this.
Did you forget to sign in and write your name tag?
I know. That's why I wish that we did name tags, because I'm like, I have no idea who a majority of these people are.
So was Thanksgiving kind of like, you say a meetup, was it kind of like a family reunion every year?
It's pretty much a family reunion. Yeah. So we call it a gather up.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so was that the
stress
they had? Yeah, they had a little crazy because there were so many kids. I think it was probably the craziest part of the show. There are easily more kids than adults. But you go to this house and all these tables lined with food and you'd eat. It'd be a big one of either my grandfather back when he was still alive would lead the prayer as the oldest one in the family. You know, and it's just one of those things that you get to see, you know, just looking out of the room, you see kind of God's blessing on that one man and the massive amount of offspring he had, you know, and talk about a huge blessing from two people, you get this giant family.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
And then he would lead the prayer and then he'd eat. And then it would always come to pass where I'd eat way too much. But they had a Baba Ginger had built, so 15 acres or so. They had a pool, but they also had built a ultimate frisbee field.
Oh, sweet. Said
frisbee golf, then ultimate frisbee field. And so it would always come to pass like an hour or so, 30 minutes to an hour after eating. Like, I'd be like, let's go play ultimate frisbee. You'd be like, oh, dang it. Like, I would love to play ultimate frisbee while I vomit while running down the field. Sure. And so we would play ultimate frisbee for the next hour, hour and a half. And then you'd watch the Cowboy game. Then you'd eat again for dinner. And so you stayed there till pretty much, you know, 9-10 o'clock at night. So you'd get there around 11. 10:30, 11, you'd stay all day. And then you just hung out together as a family. And so for me,
so how old were you during this, or like how often did you do that?
This was every year. So every year, as a kid, except for the years that we were in Africa. And then, when we came back from Africa, then again, we did it in high school. And so gosh, the last gather up I went to was probably in college. It was a little bit smaller, and my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, came to that one. So I brought her to one of the gather ups so she could kind of experience
the chaos.
Boone family gather ups. So she got to see and experience one for the first time. Now we do them all together. Now that we've grown up, we have our own kids, we do it with just either like this year we're doing with her family. We'll go up and we'll do a big Thanksgiving meal and dinner with her side of the family this year. And so, and like it's kind of like we rotate. So like this year's Thanksgiving with her family, Christmas with my family, and then next year it's Thanksgiving with my family, Christmas with her family kind of thing. So we rotate big right. major holidays. But yeah, Thanksgiving to me is just all about family get togethers. And so with COVID, I'm like, it drives me nuts that, you know, because I mean, that's the time you're supposed to be together. And I hear people say, oh no, we're not going to do Thanksgiving together, you know, this year with family. And
unfortunately, we're not in Michigan.
Yeah.
It's canceled.
Yeah, right.
Right. It's so. Like I don't know if that's a Charlie Brown episode or some cartoon show I've seen. No, I don't think it's Charlie Brown. I think it's something else. Some little cartoon show, animated show my kids watch, but they were trying to cancel maybe Thanksgiving or Halloween or something, and all the kids get together and try to uncancel it. It's like, yeah, this is real life.
Yeah, this is real life.
Those Michigan people.
It's not funny anymore.
Yeah, not funny. So real quick before we move on, and I'll let Jordan get us going to the next question here in a minute. But as far as, you know, you said you had those kind of memories of doing that every year for a while. Was there any one memory or something kind of funny or really cool that kind of sticks out in any one of those? Was one of those years, you know, particularly special or anything off the top of your mind there?
Well, I can cut it. I mean, I can kind of one that sticks out most of my brain is the one from in Africa. So we had lived in Africa for 4 years, right? So went there from the beginning of fifth grade to the end of eighth grade, so 4 school years. And so Thanksgiving, apart from missionary work and missionaries being over there, you know, they don't really celebrate Thanksgiving. So we got there and...
they don't have anything to be thankful for?
No, it's just it's not a national holiday like it is here. No. So one of the things that was funny was, so my dad decided that he would build his own smoker, and he was going to smoke a turkey for Thanksgiving. And so he bought this, you know, got this huge 55-gallon drum, welded it, kind of built this ragtag smoker. And he was like, I'm so excited. I'm going to smoke a turkey for Thanksgiving this year. And like, for me, like, I hate turkey. I'd rather have ham all day long. So I was like, oh, yay, turkey. Okay. You know, but you know, in Africa, you can't really complain. Cause you're like, oh, can we get a turkey? You know? And so my mom went to the
beast
store.
Wildebeest is the only thing available right. this year.
You get an elephant, you know, but it, so she went to the store to special order a turkey, and not knowing and forgetting that Nigeria was on the metric system.
Oh, no.
And so she ordered what she thought was a 15-pound turkey. No, it was a 50-pound turkey, and it being like a 50-kilogram turkey kind of thing. Like, it was, so it was huge. It was giant. And she went to pick it up and was like, oh, my gosh. Like, this is a giant
special
turkey.
Bred turkey.
Yeah, it's talking about hormones, right? But it... So I came home from school, and went to use the bathroom, and I walk in, and we have a there's a tub, you know, with the toilet, and she was de-thawing it in the tub. So it fit in the tub is how big this turkey was. I was like, what is that? And she was like, oh, it's the turkey. It's like, that's not a turkey. Like, is that an ostrich? This cannot be a turkey. And then, you know, my dad comes home from the hospital, working at the hospital, and he's like, that's not going to fit. Like, that's not going to fit my smoker. Like,
oh no,
that's a giant turkey.
Wow.
And so when it came down to actually smoke it, like, so he's shoving it and kind of like plunging it down into this giant, into this smoker that he had custom built for Thanksgiving, you know? And so the sides of the turkey are just like up on the smoker, you know? And so he let it sit there forever to cook. And so finally gets it off. And the first easily inch or so is just charred. Because, oh, yeah. I mean, there's just no way to cook it all the way through. So you're kind of...
You got to get past the burn this part.
Yeah, so you have to cut all the burned, charred chunks off before you actually get to the edible meat, if you want to call it that, of that turkey. And so it was just one of those things where, you know, my mom felt, you know, so upset. My dad was like, well, I did the best I can, you know, and it's like... I'm sorry, this giant turkey was not what we were expecting for Thanksgiving, but I was like, oh, well, it's okay. It is what it is, but it's just, what, I remember walking in. Did it
taste halfway decent?
It tasted okay. I mean, it just it had a really, really smoky flavor to it. Because, I mean, he had to, like, cook it for extra long to try to get the whole thing to cook through.
That is the best Thanksgiving story I've heard in a long time.
Oh, man, I just remember walking in seeing this giant bird de-thawing in the toilet, I mean in the tub, and just going, what is that?
It's a turkey. At first, that you know, you just turkey. You said toilet by accident, but at first I actually, that's where I thought you were going. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm de-thawing the turkey in the toilet.
Like, yeah, that'd be a giant terrible. That'd be a giant turkey. But yeah, so it was, that was one of my funnest memories that I have of Thanksgiving, at least in Africa. And then stateside, I remember going, so the late, that last gather, if I took Brittany to, my brother-in-law was there, and the pool that they had was a sport court pool, and we were playing water volleyball and water basketball a lot. And so we were out there like all afternoon, and you know, it has the, you know, the plaster on the bottom of the pool is kind of rough, right?
No,
and so we played like all afternoon in the water, and then we get out of the pool, and he knows like the bottom of his feet had like peeled off.
Ugh.
Just
raw.
And it was just raw.
Oh,
and I was like,
gosh.
Dude, something's wrong with your feet. I was like, what? Like, I didn't even feel it. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, yeah, that looks kind of bad. Like, you should go ask someone about that. So that was also fun. But the same family gets together on a smaller scale for Christmas, and they keep all their live Christmas trees that they buy. So on New Year's Eve, they all get together and they fill their now, I guess, dead Christmas trees with fireworks, and they douse it in gasoline, and they light them all on fire. And so that was a big deal. Yeah, so they put tons of fireworks in there and then soak them and just light them up. And so the fireworks just shoot off all
over
the
place. That doesn't sound dangerous at all.
That's okay. I mean, Houston, it's like Houston has a burn ban ever with 90% humidity.
You're right.
It's true.
So
that's great. Well, Brandon, why don't we go and switch, and why don't you tell us some of your favorite memories or traditions for Thanksgiving, and I'll do the same.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. So, you know, nothing like the 100 people thing by any means. My family's definitely a lot smaller, but I do remember, like, real young, particularly probably between the ages of like 5 and 9, I'd say, because my grandmother passed when I was 9. So before that, we would always go to her house and do that. And then I also remember I had some family down in a couple hours away here in Oklahoma, and definitely a rural kind of town, actually Salisaw, Oklahoma. And we would try to get some family together. So I had a little bit of family in the Illinois area, and then the rest of us Oklahomans, we would all try to meet up, and that was a good time. So that usually included, you know, definitely good food. And it was usually in the garage of my great aunt's house. We'd open the garage door, you know, and it was usually pretty awesome weather, fortunately. And then she had So, you know, it was out in the country. She had this dirt road behind her house. It went down for a ways, and there was horses on the other side of that road. So we kind of made it a tradition, I guess. My older cousins and all of us kids, we would take a walk down that road after we ate Thanksgiving meals and before the nap, the big sleep, the big slumber. Yeah. Try to walk it off. And yeah, we would play games and just chase each other around and really good times. So that went on for a few years. Those are some of my favorite memories for sure. Because like I said, I have a smaller family and I really didn't get to see a lot of my family a lot. So that was a special moment. And I really wish, unfortunately, it's kind of one of those deals. Like I know a lot of families, this kind of happens, but when my grandmother died, it's kind of like that big portion of that tradition of getting together kind of went with it, or as the older generation started passing on. And also just, you know, like you said, the individual family units just doing their own thing. But I've missed doing something big for a long time. So we try to do that. We try to get something together. Like, I mean, past couple years, as far as going up to recent, you know, we try to have somebody over to our house if we can. We're always flexible, but we want to make sure to get together because it seems so difficult for my family to get together. Yeah, I'm just trying to think. As far as a favorite, like, memory, I'm sure there's a lot of funny things that I mean, especially with my cousin, my older cousin. We got in so much trouble, and my brother, but I don't think I can top your 55-gallon humongous
drum turkey.
But yeah, we really look forward to it. And yeah, it normally includes football,
always.
You know, somewhere in there when the family gets together. So
watching or playing?
Well, usually watching. So I remember it was a little bit between football and golf. My grandpa was involved. Yeah, I think we would try to play some games, but I wish we would have. But yeah, we never really got that big of a sport outing, I guess. That would have been fun, but I don't really have any memories of doing that too much. But yeah, in general, though, just, yeah, it's always a thankful time. And I will say this. I can't think of one particular memory, but I will say this. I get kind of upset, and I'm almost serious about this, when I don't get my pecan pie at Thanksgiving. So I say that. It's my favorite pie, always has been. And of course, you know, people make it different. I really like pecan pie no matter how it's made, but there are some that are better.
If it has, if it's pie shape and it has pecans,
right?
I want it.
Yeah, yeah. So I will say, you know, the first few years of being married and, you know, kind of getting in the routine, I guess, of what we're going to do with holidays and where we're going to spend it. You know, I wasn't making a big deal, but I noticed, I want to say the first one or two, like, there wasn't really any pecan pies. And so finally, I felt comfortable around family to be like, hey,
look, hey,
if you want me there for Thanksgiving, I need a pecan pie. So, not for real, but it was,
no,
but I was like,
real.
I really need, yeah, I need my pecan pie. And it's become such a deal, actually. It's kind of funny. I had a friend of mine whose mother made me a pecan pie out of pity because I didn't get my pecan pie.
Does your wife make you a pecan pie if no one else does?
She says she got the pecans just the other day. I think yesterday we had this conversation. She says, I plan on making you a pecan pie.
Oh.
So, yeah, yeah.
That's, so you guilted her awesome. Into it finally.
Sweetheart. Finally took 8 years.
Took 8 years of nagging.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so that's about all I got at the moment. But yeah, we like to be thankful for all that God's blessed us with. And I know a lot of time her dad, my wife's dad, will, you know, do the prayer and stuff like that. And we always try to make sure that that's a main focal point for sure. So, all right. So Jordan, what about you?
It's Thanksgiving is all about family. So I think what's really interesting and what we're kind of hitting on here, which is just an interesting social change as we get older, but also I guess as, you know, the world changes, is that those big family gatherings are kind of going in our world to the wayside. Like,
yeah, it seems.
And
like,
you're right. You know, my biggest memory, and I wouldn't say that we really have any traditions, but my biggest memory is going to my grandmother and grandfather's on my dad's side, and we would have, 12, 15, 16 people, you know, aunts, uncles, and their spouses. And the biggest thing, I guess it is a tradition or a memory or whatever you want to call it, after eating and, you know, of course, cleaning up, and I guess after naps as well, we would always pull out dominoes and play 42. Always.
Oh, nice.
That's actually something that my wife's family did as well. They play a little differently than we did, which is interesting. We've kind of melded those two styles, which is really cool. But man, 42 and then snacking all, you know, before the meal and then snacking between, and then, you know, pulling out the leftovers. As far as the pie thing, pecan pie is amazing, but my grandmother would always make and it became Jordan's pie, but it was a half pumpkin, half cheesecake pie.
Layered. How do you make that? Oh,
so it's layered with cheesecake and then layered pumpkin on top.
That sounds pretty good.
And Melissa does make that every year. She goes, "Do I need to make your pie?"
Is that a question?
Yeah. Why are you even asking? The answer is always yes. In fact, if your parents or my parents or we're taking one, you need to make two. One for me and the one to take that I still get to eat on.
No, I'm the same. Like I would prefer that I came home after Thanksgiving with a full pecan pie still.
At least half a pie. I don't know that I can do a whole one, but yeah, it's yeah. So I don't know that we have any traditions. Maybe that is the tradition. But I just remember family and being together and eating. Football always on the TV, and me not being a big sports guy, not giving a rip about it. Just
it was a good napper, though. Good snooze.
I know that I would always sneak in there and turn on cartoons as a kid. You know, turn on cartoons, and I always got trumped because I was the kid, and they'd always put football on the TV. Right. So I didn't really care about that. Time to go the Game Boy or something. But
yeah, so you mentioned this actually made me remember one kind of funny memory, and it's kind of ironic. You said the dominoes. So just two episodes ago, we had a friend of ours, Josh Hutton, on the episode. And if you listeners listen to that episode, you know that I became friends with him through his older brother. Well, his older brother and I were roommates for several years in college, and I actually got invited to their Thanksgiving, maybe more than once. And
so they invited you back after you played that horrific CD.
Right. Yeah. So it was a cool deal. Like I said, my family was kind of all over the place. And then at that time my mom had passed away. So it was even more of just kind of like, we're not sure what to do at Thanksgiving. And so anyway, this one particular year, it just worked out where I was like, yeah, I'll come hang out. And so their grandmother, who's alive at the time, just so funny. She's sweet, but she was a fireball. Like, I mean, she took no slack from anybody, especially when it came to, was it called Mexican train dominoes? Is mm-hmm. that?
Oh yeah.
Right? Mexican train. Mm-hmm.
So I learned very quickly. You just let grandma cheat and you don't tell
let
her
cheat.
You don't That's tell, so funny. You don't even mention that she's cheating. I mean, it was as clear as day a few times. It took me a while to figure out, but she would always win. Right, she would have like one of these little dominoes like hidden down there, and she was so inconspicuous. You would think just a sweet little old lady, and I'm not trying to talk bad about her at all because she was a sweet lady. But when it came to Mexican train dominoes, I learned, yeah, she will win. She will always win.
That's so good. That's funny.
That's awesome.
So, Caleb,
yeah,
I need to ask you one question, but I want to say ham. Really? Over turkey?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I am all turkey.
That terrible?
See, I Brandon? Actually, my brother and I would side with Caleb. If really? We had to pick one, yeah.
It's just, yeah. Like, turkey can
That's
be,
okay.
Like, no matter like what you have put on it, like, it's going to be dry. Unless you like get, like, the dark meat. So, I'll eat dark meat turkey. That's totally fine. But not, like, the white meat, because it's so dry.
I will say this, though. The redeeming factor with as far as turkey goes.
Say it.
Is leftovers. Like turkey and mayonnaise sandwiches for myself.
That's not where you thought you were going with that.
No.
I thought you were going to say gravy.
Oh, yeah. So
good. Yeah.
You know, the whole, you're probably going to say brown gravy, right?
Giblet gravy.
See, I'm not a big fan. I love my white gravy. Like, you know, sausage gravy and all that. I'm not huge on the brown gravy. So yeah, usually the gravy that, at least in my experience with the turkey, is brown gravy. So I'm not usually sold on that. But again, yeah, the turkey cheese with mayonnaise sandwich, for me personally, the day after Thanksgiving, I could totally do that.
All right. Caleb, last question. Pecan or pumpkin pie? Not pumpkin spice. I know it gets fall and you get all pumpkin spicy.
That's right. I'm going to get my Starbucks on. Gosh, no, it'd probably be pumpkin. Also like a good chocolate kind of mousse pie that we get.
Oh yeah.
That's really good too.
That's chocolate pie. That wasn't the question. I mean, we're all down with chocolate pie.
It'd be pumpkin. It'd be pumpkin pie. So I'd be pumpkin pie over pecan. I'm sorry.
Now, like with pecans, whipped cream?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think I liked pumpkin pie as a kid, and it was very late into college before I realized, actually, that's really good.
It's actually really, yeah. I didn't eat pumpkin pie at all until I married my wife, who loves pumpkin pie. So it was one of those things like, you eat pumpkin pie? Are we compatible? and then I was like, you know, I need to try it. So then you try it, and like, wait, it has to be really good pumpkin pie. You know, like, it can't be like a store-bought pumpkin pie, but a homemade pumpkin pie. It's just, there's something about it with a little bit of whipped cream on top. It's like, oh my gosh, wait, what is this? What is this deliciousness? So
awesome. Well, I'm going to go ahead and kind of switch gears and, just kind of, I think it's a good transition from, you know, the traditions of, like I already mentioned, of, you know, these big family gatherings to smaller family units, you know, maybe grandparents and, you know, us as parents and then our kids. And that's about it. It's these smaller get-togethers. I will say that this year is a little bit different for us and our family, just from circumstances. But we're actually going to go to my dad's side. My aunts and uncles are doing kind of the big same get-together. We haven't been, probably since the girls have been born, but we're going to go. My aunt has tried to kind of keep that tradition together since my grandparents passed away. So I'm looking forward to it. Melissa and the girls Melissa's looking forward to it. And the girls are just going to get doted all over because they've wanted to see him for years and it just hasn't worked out. But what do your plans look like, Brandon, Caleb, especially with COVID and all of this, all that this going on? I know everything's different.
We're still going to see her family, my wife's family, up in the Arlington area, kind of Dallas area. And so we plan on driving there. Plans, you know, even with COVID and everything going on, stuff hasn't really, we decided it wasn't going to change really our plans. We kind of second guessed it for a little while. We'd do with spikes and stuff going on and if we should go or not. But it's one of those things where literally our kids have been in school. My wife just got back from Disney World. So the amount of people that she could have come in contact with there from people all over the world kind of thing, you know.
But they all had masks on, so you're saying.
Masks, yeah, I know. Masks on. And so it's one of the things where, you know, we just kind of talked about now and kind of weighed the benefits and cons of going up and or versus staying. And like, we haven't seen people in a while, so it'd be nice to see them. And like, her mom just had surgery, and so I know she would love to see the boys. For sure. So we'll see. It just won't be as big this year as it was last year, as far as many people coming. And like, her sister ended up getting this big kind of tent to use at their house. She was like, well, everyone can spread out a little bit for Thanksgiving lunch, you know, not to be so crowded in the house. Like, you do know, like, not that many people are coming this year. She's like, it's okay, we'll have this giant tent. I was like, is someone getting married? Like, why do we need this giant tent? but it'll be a little bit smaller than normal. And then, yeah, like
Caleb
like
pulls out his six-person Coleman.
Here, I know. We'll just let's do it. But yeah, it's like, they don't do, the big gather-ups don't really happen much anymore. I think it was more just, you know, everybody who was my dad's age, my parents' age, all had kids. But now that those kids are all older and everyone has now has grandkids, the units have kind of split up. And so it's now like those family units kind of do their own thing and they're much smaller, anywhere from 10 to 20 people instead of the big 100 groupings. So,
right.
Gotcha. Yeah. So for us, it's going to look different. I would say it's still kind of up in the air a little bit as of actually this evening. My wife and I were kind of talking about it, but the original kind of plan was to do the main like Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving Day with her sister and brother-in-law's family at their house. That's kind of shifting. We're not really sure what we're going to do. So as of right now, last I heard, we're still going to try to get together spaced out as much as we can, you know, not a whole bunch of people. But there's also, if in case we really kind of last minute feel like it's really not a good idea, then I think there's kind of a plan to everybody who was going to make something kind of package it up and deliver it kind of deal. And if we feel like all of a sudden it's not going to be safe enough. Yeah.
Like and portion it out?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's some kind of plan. I don't really know. And then, so for the Saturday following, some of my family, like I said, I have very few kind of family kind of left that can get together. So we're going to try to have, you know, like my cousin, aunts, and them come over to my house. And, you know, that's a couple hour drive for them. And so, which kind of, I guess, goes down to that tradition too, as I think about it. Because normally, and I think a lot of families are like this too, you have different sides and maybe you want to spend time with both sides of the family. So you might have multiple gatherings over that Thanksgiving weekend, right? So one of the things that we like to do is, you know, we have that traditional kind of Thanksgiving meal on, you know, Thursday, for example. But then maybe Friday or Saturday, if there's another gathering, I know I don't want a repeat. I am stuffed literally like a turkey of turkey and ham and all that. So what we like to do is really turns out to be we usually do Mexican. So we were going to do like a big nacho bar and have people out to my house with family. So that's still the plan. Unfortunately, one of my aunts is actually had a medical incident where she's doing okay now. But, you know, she's going to play it safe for sure. Understand that. And I think my brother actually also is going to play it safe. And I say play it safe, not like we're not. We encourage, we want everybody to feel comfortable. You know, if you want to wear a mask to our house, hey, do that. We just want to see your face and, you know, if it's safe.
And give you a 6-foot hug.
Right. So that's still kind of up in the air, to be honest, even though we're sitting here at the week prior. So I'm not sure if it's what's going to happen or not. So,
hey, you know, I was going to tell you something, actually, that since you brought it up again, the nacho bar thing, I saw this video that this family would take their dining room table, layer foil all across it. You're shaking your head.
I've seen this. Yes. Have you seen this? I know what you're talking about.
They just pour out bags of chips everywhere. No. They pour out the meat all over it. No. You know, and they put, tomatoes, onions, all of the nacho ingredients just on the foil on the table. Oh my God. And people come up with their plates and they just dish it on their plate.
That is.
The only thing I worry about that is how do the chips not get, I guess they don't have any liquid cheese, but how do they not get soggy and stuff?
I don't know.
It looked amazing.
If you have enough people, I mean, you may not have enough time to get soggy. I don't know. It's worth doing.
Yeah.
We need to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially over your nice carpet.
Yes.
Right.
We were going to do it at your house, Caleb.
Yeah. Done.
All right. So, Caleb, what do you have any kind of final Thanksgiving thoughts or memories or maybe a funny story or even a dad joke? I mean, you got four kiddos. So did you tell us the age ranges real quick? Did you tell us
all the kids? So oldest is turning 10. And we have a 7-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 1-year-old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that 1-year-old, that little gap. That was a surprise a little bit, huh?
Yes, he was. He was quite surprised, but he's awesome. So he's a great little kid. Probably our easiest baby by far. Which I'm like,
besides or
yeah, besides myself. Or it might just be the fact that like we're older parents and kind of know what we're doing a little bit.
Yeah,
kind
three
of what
tries
we're doing.
At it so far.
Yeah, and so it's like, now we're just like, at this point, we're just like, whatever. You know, whatever
he's eating dirt. I know. Do I have to feed him dinner now?
So instead of like six backpacks of stuff you just have one, you know?
Right.
So, and it's just the essentials, you know, in the bag, so. But yeah, dad jokes and good memories. It's
like any funny stories from the was it the middle that just had a birthday party?
My oldest just had a birthday party.
The oldest, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, we could go there because you told us a little bit about that.
You told me a little bit about that. Lovely.
Yes. So we decided to have these kids, right, spend the night, and So we had him come over. They kind of played outside, did a ton of Gaga ball on the trampoline. And then we had pizza and cake.
Do you know what presents. Gaga ball is, Brandon, first?
I've heard it, but no, I can't say that
I do. It's kind of like
on the ground dodgeball.
Yes,
in a way.
Pretty much like that. So you have to get hit. You have to get hit below the
knee. It's a regional thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so it bounces and you try to, you know, hit it, slap it with your hand to try to hit people below the knee.
Yes. An arena. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen that played.
So mm-hmm. they use the trampoline because they can bounce around and all that stuff. But so it's like bedtime, right? So the room they're going to stay in is right above our master bedroom. And so there's seven kids. So we started to turn a movie on in there, let them kind of watch a little bit of a show, and then I would turn it off, and then they would go to bed. I made the mistake of letting them choose kind of what they wanted to watch, and they wanted to watch like funny things on YouTube, funny videos and stuff. So I was like, yeah, sure. So like the entire, for like an hour, like all I hear is like laughing hysterically. And
that was mistake number two.
I know. So I was like, oh man, I should totally not have, like they should have watched like a calm show instead of like something hysterical that keeps them wired up. So, you know, you go up there and then, and of course, the smell of like seven boys who have been playing all day, like all afternoon, like it smelled like a men's locker room, like in that.
No, I'm sure.
So like I'd had to turn the fan on really high and the only kids were getting cold. And I was like, well, it smells terrible in here. So too bad. So sad.
It smells like a Spartan race.
And I was like, dude, it smells really bad. Like if y'all want to shower, then by all means, we can turn the fan off. But so the night kept going on. And so I finally turned the TV off. And I was like, hey guys, you know, it's time for bed. It's, you know, 9:30 at night. Like it's time to wind down. And at this time, like my oldest is already asleep. He's passed out. And one of the other kids is like, yeah, guys, turn the TV off. I'm trying to sleep. I'm like, oh yeah, listen to him. And then, so I turned everything off and I head downstairs and literally not 10 minutes later, I hear running up and down the upstairs area, like just back and forth and loud. I'm like, what is going on? A door slamming. I'm like, what is going on? So I go up there and, you know, I'm like, what are y'all doing? Like, nothing. Like, who was running out here? Nobody was. Like, I'm pretty sure there was, either y'all or there's elephants in my house hiding somewhere. And so like, I send them, and I'm like, y'all have to go to bed. And so, and by this time, another kid's already asleep. So there's four kids awake at this point. And literally every 30 minutes, I'm having to go up there and tell them, guys, you need to go to bed because I can hear just stomping around. And at one point, I found them in the bathroom all like, I don't even know what they were doing. I had a pillow fight. I don't even know what they were doing. So what are y'all doing in here? Like, well, the light's on in here. So we thought we'd play in here. I'm like, no, the light's on in there because someone needs to use the bathroom. Not so y'all can have a pillow fight. Like, so finally, like it's almost midnight. And I hear them again. So I went up there and I said, listen, all right, the next person I hear is going to have to get on the phone, call their parents, and tell them I'm being super disrespectful to Mr. and Mrs. Boone, and you need to come pick me up. And that shut him up, and they went straight to bed.
Oh, dang. Brought the law.
I know. I was like, I don't know what to say to these kids. Like, they're not mine. But apart from hanging them out the second floor window and saying you need to go to bed, you know. So
that was probably the easiest, because if he would have sent his wife up, there'd be four missing children.
But then, so they all went to bed. So let's just say midnight, right? They were up at 5 a.m. running around the house.
Wow.
So I was exhausted and like super angry. Like, really? Y'all are up at 5 a.m.? So like, I was like, you know what? Forget it. Like, let them destroy the house. I'm going back to bed. Like, I'm going to put earplugs in. I'm going back to bed.
So real quick, I think you guys will get a kick out of this. There's half of me that did and half of me that didn't. This happened this morning, by the way. Mm-mm. It just reminded me, you know, bringing the law down. But I, and as far as like going back to bed. So I slept in a little bit this morning, and my boys, 5 and 7, they're boys. I mean, just to put it easily there. But they like the kind of crude humor, you know, the passing gas, the burping, all that boys kind of stuff, you know, that makes them giggle. And so there I am, I'm laying in bed, basically asleep. And my youngest, Judah, he's 5 years old. I just hear some giggling. I mean, this happens so fast. I mean, like this happens so fast. I hear some giggling, but he comes, he gets in the bed. And I mean, in an instant, he puts his rear end right up by my nose and just lets one rip. And I mean, the sound, the smell, everything wakes me up and I'm angry. I'm like, does this just happen? And so I'm instantaneously angry. That's right. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Did you just fart in my face? And then it kind of dawns on me. I'm like, yeah, that's my kid. You know, like that's a, I could see where he thought that was funny. But then my wife comes in because she heard me kind of yell. And she's like, what? I was like, Judah just came and just farted in my face.
You know? Like, she high-fived
anyway,
Judah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, she's only 5 years old.
He did it, finally.
Yes.
Anyways, 5 years old. And so we've, my wife actually today, all this to get to this point here, they watch Captain Underpants. Have you guys ever heard of that?
Yes.
Heard it. No, right? Yes. Don't know anything about it.
I have to say, I've seen some of it. It's funny, but it's all about, basically, there's something about farting in every episode.
It is called Captain Underpants.
Right.
Yeah.
That's and so we were like, maybe humor. We need to pull that back a little bit, you know, the time watching that. But
time to move back to VeggieTales.
Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh.
It's like, turn back on SpongeBob SquarePants. It's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought I had to share that because that was one of those just dad moments of both just disgust and a little bit of pride.
Oh, no.
That's my
boy. You don't have any more nose hair, but hey.
Right? Doesn't have any more hair.
That was pretty awful. Yeah. Well, all right. So, Caleb, awesome having you. Thanks for sharing. You know, that's kind of cool. Not a lot of people can say that, you know, one, they've had the Thanksgiving where hundreds of people, then also being in Nigeria, Africa, and all those kind of different places and stuff.
Awesome.
That's really cool. So before we really just completely end up, do you have any other kind of final thoughts?
Well, I think it's vitally important, especially now with the pandemic going on, everything going on, really just to be Thanksgiving as a reminder for the people you have in your life. Because if there's one thing this pandemic can show you, it's that, you know, you can lose somebody very quickly, and time is very valuable. Because what, you know, when people do die with COVID, they're isolated. And so one of those things is definitely spend time with people that you love and care about. And also because you really aren't guaranteed tomorrow. So definitely be thankful for when you do get to see people and you can see family, people that you love, just to not take them for granted and enjoy the time you do have with one another.
That's good. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you again, Caleb, for joining us at Two Dads, One Mind. All of you listeners, we're really appreciative of you hanging in there with us. And just kind of as a heads up, of just kind of a possibility, as Jordan and I have been speaking recently, just with just different things going on and time management and everything, we just want to let you know we might be taking a quick little break. We will let you know, though, so stay tuned into our Facebook page or any of that information, and we'll let you know. We hope to continue pumping out episodes, but we want to make sure that we're getting good quality and being able to have great people to interview. Or if it's just Jordan and I, we want to, you know, take some time and think on some good subject matter. So just want to let you know that is a possibility, that we might bring this short kind of series of interviews and kind of wrap that up for a little bit and then come back, and we'll let you know. So just stay tuned. We thank you for all your support, and we hope you have a great Thanksgiving. This is Two Dads,
One Mind.